About 25 years ago, I ran across the life of a man named Thomas Hermerkin, better known to the world as Thomas a Kempis. He entered the monastery in 1399, and for the next 72 years, lived and worked in that monastery, served as a pastor, served as a devotional leader, but his main emphasis was writing devotional literature. One of his works has stayed in print for over 500 years. It's called The Imitation of Christ. In that devotional classic, Thomas a Kempis offers guidance to spiritual leaders about how to develop, about how to mature. And I've distilled the essence of perhaps his most powerful section, one entitled, "Lovers of the Cross Are Few." And here is the essence of his advice. Jerry, John, Chuck, spend your lives as best you can cultivating the inner life. Cultivating the inner life. The truth is, no one is naturally spiritually gifted. Everyone has to work at it. We all have different gifts, but everyone has to develop it. And Christ is always seeking communion with us, but a Kempis made this extraordinary statement. We know best those with whom we commune most. We know best those with whom we commune most. If you discipline your life to cultivate your inner life and commune with Christ more and more seriously, Christ will imprint your life more and more seriously. And yet, it's true, our lives are so complicated. Sometimes Christ doesn't find room in our lives. Our priorities are so variegated. It requires concentration. It requires cultivating the inner life for Christ to find opportunity to come in and truly reign within us. But the more we cultivate the inner life, the more we allow Christ to imprint our lives, the more our lives gain His character, that we may truly imitate Christ. Cultivate the inner life. Cultivate a spirit of humility. Now you think, well, that's pretty easy. I'm a pretty humble person already. But in truth, most of our attempts at humility are efforts to mask our pride. To be humble, particularly in church service, means that you find there is no task too high or too low for you. When you come into church leadership, you think there's something glamorous about it. I'm afraid there's not. There'll be many things in church leadership that just strike you as sheer busy work. But all tasks, great and small, have the power to develop within us humility. And the essence of humility is understanding that we are everybody's servant. And when we grasp that, when we grasp that we are everybody's servant, then everyone becomes for us an instrument of wisdom and guidance. Cultivate a spirit of humility. Cultivate a spirit of peace. A peaceable spirit does more good in God's fellowship than even a person of great knowledge. A person who has developed a peaceable spirit is able to spread calm. A person with a peaceable spirit is able, over time, to minimize the anger even within themselves. A person of a peaceable spirit is only able to create peace as they develop peace and appropriate peace within their own souls. Now, here is some hard news, which Thomas Aquinas was very aware of. It is relatively easy to live peaceably with peaceable people. However, even in God's fellowship, this might be a shocker, you're going to find people whose spirits are not peaceable. To live at peace with non-peaceable people requires great spiritual maturity. But know this, people whose nature it is to make trouble have a troubled spirit. Their spirit most needs the peace that you can bring. So develop a spirit of peace, and you can do great good in God's community. Cultivate the inner life. Cultivate a spirit of humility. Cultivate a spirit of peace. And cultivate the wings of simplicity and purity. Cultivate the virtues of simplicity and purity, because Aquinas says they're like twin wings that allow your soul to soar. Always ask two questions as you seek to be a church leader. Is what I am doing in accordance with God's will? And is what I am doing going to enhance the life of the people in my community, my spiritual community? A pure heart penetrates heaven and hell. Inwardly, seek simplicity in your motives. Outwardly, seek purity in your actions. For if you develop the virtues of simplicity and purity, you allow your soul to soar and allow you find the ability to gloss over many of the difficulties of regular life and church service. You find yourself empowered by God to be able to glide over them and keep your eyes on what matters. Cultivate the inner life. Cultivate humility. Cultivate a spirit of peace. Cultivate simplicity and purity. And be slow to judge. Thomas Aquinas says, you want to be a church leader? Be slow to judge. Now, the truth is, it's not too hard for us to look around and see people who we think always get things wrong. But it never occurs to us that sometimes our vision is equally faulty. Sometimes we don't see things with clarity. We can look at others and see their faults so evidently in our eyes, and yet we often tend to excuse worse errors in our own character. The key to spiritual maturity is developing the ability to be very slow in judging the motives and actions and character of others. Develop a facility to think about how easy it is to offend by thinking about sometimes how easily we take offense. But Thomas Aquinas gives us some marvelous advice. If we turn our vision in upon our own souls and our own characters and reflect upon our own flaws and imperfections and discipline ourselves to address those imperfections, we will have far less time to look out and see the flaws of others. The more we discipline ourselves to attend to our weaknesses, the less time we have to try to find the weaknesses of those around us. Jerry, Chuck, John, cultivate the joy of a good conscience. Cultivate the joy of a good conscience, because that is an extraordinary gift and resource in ministry. When you have a clear conscience, you have protection against depression and conceit. Against depression and conceit. This may surprise you, but not everything you try to do in your ministry is going to work out just like you planned. Not every decision you help take part in is going to find universal approval. If your conscience is clear that you have acted in accordance with the best you understand God's will, the best you understand the will and needs of the people, then you have a great resource. When things don't go as you planned, you have the power of a good conscience. When things go exceptionally well and success and adulation come your way, a clear conscience reminds you it's not your glory, but God's glory that you serve. Above all, cultivate the love of Jesus Christ. Cultivate the nurturing love of Jesus Christ. Thomas Kempis lived in the 1400s. But he made an observation that's true of every church leader. Serving Christ can dry your own soul. You can pour yourself out so much for others, you can dry up your own spirit. Unless you cultivate the friendship and the nurture and encouragement of the love of Jesus Christ. If you do that, you will constantly find yourself refreshed, even in times of spiritual dryness. And yet be aware, spiritual maturity is not one smooth upward climb. It has its moments on the mountain. It has its moments in the pit. It has its moments of ecstasy. It has its moments of absolute abandonment. But if you develop a resource of being allowed to be nurtured by the Spirit of Christ, you always have something that will refresh your spirit. Lovers of the cross are few. Thomas Aquinas noted, when things are growing great in your life, when they're growing great in your community's life, when things are just perking along, it's easy for everyone to fall in line. But in moments of adversity, when things aren't going well, when things stumble, when controversies arise, it's easy for people to fall away from following the will of Christ. Lovers of the cross are few. But crossless Christians can't bear God's truth far. I think of an image when I think of this point of Thomas Aquinas. I think of Christmas Eve, when the church is filled to capacity, when we light the Christ candle, indicative of Christ's birth. But the church is not filled to capacity here or anywhere else when Christians gather to snuff out the candle that symbolizes his death. Lovers of the cross are few. And yet, there are times in your ministry, there are times in your life when you follow Christ, good times and bad, just because you love the Christ. Just because you love the Christ. And that's your motivation. Hate to tell you this, but one of the first deacons was stoned to death. First Christian martyr, Stephen. Not a very auspicious beginning for deacons. And yet, the power of his ministry and of his testimony lives to this day. If you will take the advice that Thomas A. Kempis has given you, if you will cultivate your faith and give yourself to Christ's service, you will find over time Christ giving you back your truest self. God bless you on this day. I ask now if you would come, each of you, and pull your chair out and place it in the front. Make room so your spouse can be behind you. Or in your case, Jerry, your dad, if you would like to do that. If you would take your places. I invite spouses to come, Mr. Bentley. I'm going to ask Roma Thompson, our chair of deacons, to come first to say a word of encouragement. Then I'm going to ask each deacon who is coming on to service, if you will follow Norma, and come lay hands on and speak a word. And then I'm going to ask all serving deacons to come and to speak a word of encouragement. And after that has happened, remembering that you as a family have set aside these men, I invite you as a family, beginning with this section, to come, place your hands upon these men's heads, and speak words of affirmation.